You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a landmark decision that could free up hundreds of crores of rupees in input tax credit, the Supreme Court on Friday allowed all affected taxpayers to claim accumulated ITC accrued in the pre-GST indirect tax regime in 60 days ending October 30th. GST Network portal to provide facility for all assessors to claim transitional credit from September 1st till October 30th, the SC said disposes of batch of 400 appeals. All such assessors, which analysts said may be in thousands, can claim the benefit whether they have filed writ petition or not. The court has given 90 days to officers thereafter to verify the claim of credit on merits and pass appropriate order. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs have been asked to issue relevant directions to field officers. Moving on, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das on Friday assured that despite the recent depreciation in the Indian rupee versus the US dollar, the domestic currency is holding well as compared to advanced and emerging market peers, including the Japanese yen, British pound and euro. Rupee has been on a falling spree of late due to inflation fears, FII selling, US dollar strengthening and rising commodity prices. Rupee is holding well due to India's underlying strong and resilient macroeconomic fundamentals, Shaktikanta Das said at an event today. He emphasized that RBI is supplying US dollars to markets in order to ensure that there is adequate liquidity in the forex market. In another development, HDFC Asset Management Company's Chief Investment Officer, Prashant Chain, has tendered his resignation after 19 years of service, the firm informed investors in a stock exchange filing on Friday. Known for his value investment philosophy, Prashant Chain joined HDFC AMC in June of 2003. Prashant Chain, Chief Investment Officer of the company after 19 years, has decided to move on and has tendered his resignation to the company, HDFC AMC said in an exchange filing. HDFC AMC's share price hit an intraday low of ₹1,872 per share on Friday after news broke, down 2.7%. As the Chief Investment Officer of HDFC AMC, Prashant Chain was responsible for more than ₹4 lakh crore in assets under management. He recently became India's first fund manager to personally manage ₹1 lakh crore in assets. Prashant Chain has managed three funds since the launch: HDFC Prudence, HDFC Top 200 and HDFC Equity, according to Value Research. Meanwhile, SEBI has come out with a consultation paper to regulate online bond platforms that sell debt securities to investors, particularly non-institutional ones, via the private placement mode. Most of such bond platforms are fintech companies or are backed by brokers and include the likes of Golden Pie, Harmony, Bondscart, Wind Wealth and India Bonds. While these bond platforms do tap a group of investors, particularly non-institutional investors, to invest in bonds, they do not come under any regulatory purview, that is, the platform providers are not registered with any regulator. This has given rise to a need to guide and regulate these platforms in order to bring about inter alia regulatory oversight, common standard practices, investor redress, SEBI observed. The paper has proposed that these bond platforms should register as stock brokers with SEBI or be run by SEBI registered brokers. In the aviation sector, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala promoted Akasa Air will launch commercial operations on August 7th with its first service on the Mumbai-Ahmedabad route. The airline has inducted two Boeing 737 MAX aircraft for its initial runs from Mumbai-Bengaluru, Ahmedabad and Kochi. It is expected to add more routes as it adds capacity. Boeing has already delivered one plane, while the second one is scheduled for delivery later this month. In a statement issued on Friday, Akasa Air said it had begun ticket sales for 28 flights, operating weekly on the Mumbai-Ahmedabad route from August 7th. It will operate 28 flights on the Bengaluru-Kochi route from August 13. And lastly, let's hear how the stock market performed today. Indian benchmark indices ended higher for the sixth day in a row, with Nifty closing above 16,700 and Sensex above 56,000. At close, the Sensex was up 390.28 points, or 0.70%, at 56,072.23, and the Nifty was up 114.20 points, or 0.69%, at 16,719.50. Sectorally, the Nifty Bank added 1.6%, followed by the Nifty PSU Bank Index. The Nifty IIT fell 0.6%. In the broader market, indices ended mixed. The BSE Mid Cap Index fell 0.2%, but the BSE Small Cap Index added 0.2%. Ultratech Cement, Grasim, UPL, HDFC, HDFC Bank, Eicher Motors and ICICI Bank were the top gainers, rallying over 2% each. Infosys, Tata Consumer Products, NTPC and Power Grid, on the other hand, shed over 1%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.